For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. A 67-year-old man is dead after he was trapped underneath a tracked snow groomer in St. Louis County. The sheriff's office says first responders arrived at the scene Tuesday afternoon for a rescue, but the man was pronounced dead at the scene. The groomer was an older piece of equipment operating on a driveway in Grand Lake Township, northeast of Hermantown. The release notes the incident took place on private property with private equipment and not on a snowmobile trail. The incident is under investigation. An administrative law judge rejected the City of Bemidji's motion to reconsider portions of its boundary dispute with Northern Township. The township, meanwhile, appears to be reconsidering its own plans of building a new wastewater treatment plant, instead proposing to connect to the city's existing system. The two neighboring governments have been at odds over which is best equipped to realize a decades-long goal of installing a sewer main around Lake Bemidji. Bemidji's legal team from Flaherty and Hood argued that a letter from the township requesting discussion on a wastewater service agreement with the city should be considered new evidence and grounds for reconsideration. The Bemidji City Council received Northern Township's letter shortly after the judge's February 10th decision, which granted Northern's petition to become its own city and rejected Bemidji's counterpetition to annex around the lake. Northern is now proposing to the city that it would pay for construction of the sewer main on its side of the lake and connect to Bemidji's wastewater treatment facility, with Northern to be billed as a utility customer on behalf of its residents. The city's motion suggested granting Bemidji a redraw of its boundary over what is the first phase of Northern Township's wastewater project area, up to the Lake Bemidji State Park entrance. Judge Jessica Palmer Denig oversaw the months-long trial last year and in her Monday order denying Bemidji's motion suggested the two parties work out ongoing disputes in mediation. Brainerd Police Chief John Davis will retire at the end of April after learning he has cancer. Chelsea Perkins has more.
The City Council accepted Davis's resignation at its Monday meeting. The Brainerd Dispatch reports that in a letter, Davis says he had planned to remain chief through March 2027, but recently learned his bladder cancer had returned. He says his prognosis is good, but he will likely require more treatments in the coming months. Councilmember Gabe Johnson made the motion on Davis's resignation Monday.
John Davis has been an exceptional police chief for this city, and we are all saddened that he will enter retirement, but he's got grandkids to hang out with, and you can't fault him for that.
Davis became chief in March 2023, previously serving as a patrol officer in the department since 2005. He has more than 30 years of experience in public safety in Crow Wing County, including 13 years as a paramedic. Davis says, in honoring the City Council's preference for internal succession, he's been working with Deputy Chief Tony Rundy to prepare him for the possibility the council would choose him as the next chief. City leaders expect to have made the hire by the time Davis leaves his post. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
A new cooperative has formed intended to help North Central Minnesotans leverage their numbers to purchase solar energy at a competitive price. Nonprofit group Solar United Neighbors announced Monday that it launched the Fields and Forest Solar Co-op. The organization says this is the first of its kind in the region. The Solar Co-op is free to join and open to homeowners and business owners in Cass, Crow Wing, Morrison, Todd, and Wadena counties. Members will learn about solar energy and purchase individual solar systems with group buying power. The Initiative Foundation and Rural Renewable Energy Alliance are partnering with Solar United Neighbors on the co-op. SUN will host two virtual information sessions and in-person sessions in Little Falls and Brainerd. Find more info at KAXE.org. The Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development recently awarded more than $7 million in housing infrastructure grants to communities in Greater Minnesota. The tribal nations of Leech Lake and White Earth, plus the cities of Aurora, Floodwood, Lancaster, Pine River, and Tower, were the northern Minnesota communities receiving some of the Greater Minnesota Housing Infrastructure Grants. The grants equip communities to build infrastructure, such as new roads and sewer and water upgrades, that facilitates new housing. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.